Welcome to the after show at warm1013.com with Christy, Nikki, and Tony, of course. And this morning we have a little guest. I don't know if you're little. How big are you? No.
yes, we ask all our guests this.
My doctor says I'm a little person.
Your doctor says you're a little person.
Okay.
All right. So her name is Karen Laufer. What part of town do you live in, Karen? And
I live out here in West Irondequoit.
West Irondequoit. And she wrote a letter,
mm-hmm.
and I love this letter because she said, "Hiya, Tony." I like that right off the bat. Hiya, Tony.
Cute.
She says, "I've been a fan for so long, I feel like I can call you by your first name." Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, Karen has a little thing here that she wants to talk about. It's a seminar she's putting together called How to Get What You Want. So you have a couple of quick ways for us to how to get what we want, Karen?
Yeah, well, I think I want to start, though, with the premise here.
Okay.
And what I think is there are two schools of thought when it comes to getting what you want.
All right.
Okay? And one believes that you do so by being so nice that other people want to do things
for
you.
There you go.
And the other says you get what you want through bullying and intimidation and threats.
That's...
And we know a person or two.
We know a few people like that. And that sucks. Nobody wants to do that.
Nobody
wants
to.
At one point, wasn't this country run by somebody like that?
Well, you know, I'm sure many times it was. We're not going to get into politics now, okay?
Okay, well, the problem with the second approach, bullying, intimidation, is that you got to be there. You got to be present, riding herd on people you want to give you what you demand. And the minute your back is turned, they're going to start trash-talking and plotting ways to get rid of you or at best avoid you altogether. In the first approach, people will try to think of ways to please you, even when you're not there. And they might even police themselves. And in the best case scenario, there will be a ripple effect, and they'll turn around and treat the next person nicely as well.
Very good.
So I choose the first approach, and it works for me. I basically believe that you do get more flies with honey than vinegar, so I slather it on. Okay? So the best place to start is with the idea that manners matter. Okay? So, for example, when you're meeting someone new, especially if you're seated, stand up. If appropriate, extend your hand, give a sincere handshake, not just the tips of your fingers. Introduce yourself. Bowing is very good as well.
Bowing?
Bow.
Ooh, I've never...
Charming and respectful.
Well,
bowing.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
You know, it's funny because one of the things I like about Japanese baseball, I don't know if they still do this, but I noticed this as a kid, and I hope they still do this. When a pitcher hits a batter with a baseball, he bows almost an apology. Which is so different than here in America. And again, I don't know if they still do that, but they used to. Maybe they still do.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
They just are the most gracious people in that regard. Yeah. I love this bowing stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of started it somewhat recently because of the COVID. I didn't want to kick people's feet or bump their elbow, you know, so I just bowed.
You bowed. Look at that. You should go to London. You should go to England. See the Queen.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to curtsy. So I'd bow.
I think she's got her hands full right
now.
Yeah,
I know. No kidding. Well... All right, so this is basically, you know what this comes under? And I'm going to say this, and I mean this as a compliment.
Yeah.
Okay, and it comes under rules that your grandmother lived by. Because we need to go back to a lot of that old stuff.
I agree.
Okay,
absolutely.
We really, really do. We need to go back to that old stuff because we're getting too, I don't mind informality. I like being informal with people, but I think sometimes we've taken it to the extreme, and we're not as nice as we should be. So that's
definitely need to be nice. I do teach that to my son too. Yeah. I'm like, it doesn't hurt anything to be nice.
Yeah, I don't
just
do,
be nice.
I don't do well by being intimidated. So if a boss intimidates me, the game's over. You've already lost.
Yeah, then you're done.
Yeah,
just be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
All right. Well,
and you're almost at an advantage these days because you know manners used to be the norm. You know?
Yeah.
Now they're not. If you've got good manners, I mean, people sit up and take notice.
They really do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with children that are mannerly, too.
Oh, God, yeah.
I agree.
I remember when The Simpsons came out. And now that Matt Groening, the guy that created The Simpsons, when he had, about the time his son was seven, which was probably about 10 years ago now, he apologized. He did. He said, I'm sorry for all the stuff I made them do, because now kids are acting like Bart Simpson. So, yeah. All right. Well, Karen, I thank you for joining us this morning on the podcast, and we will be in touch with you, okay?
Wonderful.
All right, Karen. Thanks
a lot. Right.
Thanks, Karen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So, Nikki, you still with us?
I'm still
There's
here.
Nikki there. So, I asked you guys this morning on the air, I'm going to ask you again. Do you remember what you were doing when you were 7 years old?
Mm-hmm.
You probably were not doing a TED Talk.
No.
There's a seven-year-old girl in Australia. Her name is Molly Wright. And we're just talking about raising children. Listen to this.
What if I was to tell you that a game of peekaboo could change the world? Sounds impossible, right? Well, I'm here today to prove it's not. Hi, I'm Molly, and I'm seven. My talk today is about some powerful things you grown-ups can do that shape us as children and the adults we become. How do I know? Because my parents and people around me did them, early and often. I know not all kids are as lucky. Some of my friends, some kids at my school, and many around the world. And I would really like to help change that.
Isn't that amazing? Seven years old.
So amazing.
So cute, too.
Even if her parents put her up to this
I'm sure they did.
But still, to be in front of a group of adults and to have that much poise, you know.
She's the youngest, motivational speaker
ever. Remember her name, Molly Wright. I have a feeling she's going to be rich. Yeah. She's going to be the Tony Robbins of the next generation. It's funny because my wife and I were talking about my son the other day because my son and I are very similar in a lot of different. We don't just look alike. We're very similar in a lot of things. And I said to him or her, I said, Adam is me without the fear. Because he has no fear. If he does, it doesn't show.
Right. Well, he's traveled all over. You didn't leave Rochester.
I didn't get a chance to look around the world.
As far as what, Elmira or something?
You didn't spread your wings past Charlotte.
Exactly. I mean, he went to China twice already.
Yeah.
By the time he was 20.
Lived in Portland. He
really.
Yeah. And now he's in New York City. He was in Ohio.
Yes. And the last month, he's flown across the country three times, and he's going again in two more weeks. He's going to go visit friends in San Francisco. It's like he's got friends all over, Houston, Texas, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, Washington, D.C., all over the place. And he is not afraid to pick up and leave. I mean, he's left a few, left Rochester, left Ohio, left Portland. Now he's in New York. It's like he's got no fear.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing to me the things that kids can do these days.
Yeah, I've been telling my stepsons, I said, I really encourage them to leave New York, to get out of here, go somewhere else in the country, leave the country itself, explore. Yeah. And Shane is always talking about he's going wherever the kids are. So when we retire, he's always like, wherever they are.
Everybody says that. I'm pretty much the same way. I mean, once it gets to the point where, especially if one of my children has children, I want to be around grandkids.
Of course.
You
know?
Yes.
So.
Yep. I'm going to college with Nate, so.
Yeah, right.
I mean.
She's finally going to get that degree.
I totally got it.
That's so funny. Yeah. So. Who's your roommate? My mom.
Oh, God. That's a TV show. My mom, my roommate, my mom.
My college roommate, my mom. Yes.
A good idea for a reality show.
Yes, it'll be just wonderful.
Make it happen. Make millions before he becomes a professional.
There you go. Perfect. He'll be famous before he's famous.
You're right.
Yeah. Oh, God. That would work. Christy, it's a hit.
It would work.
And you'd be perfect for that. I got to tell you.
I'm a reality show in myself.
You are a reality show.
My life.
Yes. See, my life's a sitcom. Yours is a reality show.
Yep, it is.
What's yours, Nikki?
Oh, goodness. Well. A nightmare?
A nightmare.
A horror movie?
No, really. Kim and I laugh sometimes because we always talk about our life as a show. Yeah. And something silly happens, we always say to each other, that goes in the show.
Right.
And believe me, there's a lot of silly stuff that happens.
I always go, you can't make this stuff up.
Right.
Ugh. Christy, a line of yours that I've been saying lately?
What?
Sorry about your luck.
I say it all the time.
It's one of Christie's lines. Her character in the movie.
Exactly. Everybody, that's what we need to get. We'll do a show on that. What's your tagline?
Sorry about your luck.
Sorry about your luck. Sucks to be you. Things like that.
Yeah.
If you're not first, you're last. There's a bunch of them.
There's a whole thing.
Oh man, that's a good bit. What's not tagline? What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
life's motto?
No, the phrase. I forgot. The comedian, someone who have one. I forgot.
Catchphrase?
Catchphrase. What's your catchphrase? There it is.
Oh,
what's your catchphrase?
Yeah, like Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
You might be a redneck kind of thing.
And Bill Langville, here's your sign.
Yep.
I'm going to write that down. What's your catchphrase? That'll be a show. Let's try it. I like that. How do you spell phrase?
P-H-R-A-S-E.
Come on.
How come phonetics is spelled with a P-H?
You know, there are a lot of things.
That just should not happen. Yeah, it should not happen.
How come Anthony is spelled with a T-O-N-Y?
Why wouldn't it be?
I'm kidding. But Anthony, really?
Really. But why is it phrase, P-H? Come on, it should be F. For phonetics, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Goodness.
All right, fine.
Yes.
Sorry about your luck. Anything else, ma'am?
That's a wrap for this hump day. Yeah.
We're good, yeah.
All right, so share it with all your friends on all your socials because we like to make new friends. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
See ya.